producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Georgia executes a woman for the first time in 70 years. Kelly Gissendanner executed for the murder of her husband back in 97. For 18 years through the legal process, they went through it, had a couple of stays, and then that was it. So executed in Georgia on Tuesday. No execution so far of what's going to happen as far as the budget is concerned as we swing into the politics of the usual or the absurd, depending on how you look at it. The new possible Speaker of the House is saying that he doesn't agree with funding Planned Parenthood, which is what many of the Republicans want to do. They don't want to fund it, so they want to hold up the budget process, but he said he does not agree with holding up the budget process and tying it together, as a lot of other Republicans and others who don't agree with it agree with that stance. So I don't know that that's going to be a sticking point. However, it's not official, that Kevin McCarthy has been anointed the Speaker of the House. It's just that he's getting a lot of votes, which means John Boehner pulled a fast one. At least a lot of people were surprised. He's out of town at the end of October. He is done with being the Speaker of the House. So that leaves the opening for somebody else to come in. And it's kind of uncertain. Mitch McConnell, I think, is in rough territory at this point. The Wall Street Journal did a huge story on it. It doesn't take a genius to realize that he's next. He's on the chopping block as the Senate Majority Leader after this Boehner thing, because conservatives are thrashing and they're tired of it after that Senate bill, because he said he was one of the original people talking about what was going to happen with Planned Parenthood. So this is hanging over his head, I think, because of other things that McConnell agreed to and then didn't follow through on. McConnell probably doesn't lose his gig, but he's on shakier ground at the Capitol, let's put it that way, most likely. In fact, it's interesting because McCarthy, who was on one of the morning shows this morning, said, we need a new culture. The House needs a new culture. It's not about power. It's not about the institution. It's about let's change everybody's lives, everyday Americans. And if I'm an effective speaker, what they have to do is they have to let every voice be heard, bring them from the bottom up. We can get things accomplished. So if you want to go to Washington when he becomes speaker and you want to have a say in something, by all means, travel there. I think McConnell is, because McConnell was one of those guys that waffled a bunch too, even though he might not lose that gig, he's definitely on shakier turf, especially when you hear McCarthy saying the things that he's saying, if McCarthy gets in. All right, so that's the politics that are pinging all over the place. When I jump on America Tonight, I always say, you know, it's about you. This show is about what the buzz is in the backyard, and politics is part of the buzz. It's actually fascinating to watch, since it's a wide-open game at this point, so wide-open that I know that if you go back into our history and you can look it up, it's so easy to find this kind of stuff, and you look at some big races, you'll see a lot of attacking ads in different ways. Now, it's the attack dogs are out before anything even happens, including, it's pretty interesting, you had Bill Clinton taking a chunk out of Trump and saying that Trump is devoid of facts. It's like, wait, you first your wife has to get the Democratic nomination, then you can worry about Donald Trump. I don't know that you want to worry about him so much ahead of time. I would be worried about that October 22nd appearance in Congress. And her number one aide, Huma Abedin, is testifying behind closed doors on the 16th. And what's going to be said behind closed doors? And then just a handful of days later, Hillary Clinton is... I'd worry about that storm. I wouldn't be worried about the storm forming around Donald Trump. And speaking of storms, this is worrisome. Tropical storm Hakeem forming in the Atlantic Ocean. So, you know, we've talked about it before. It's the 10th named storm of the season. Hurricane Marty just pittered out. It always looks so ominous when you look at the clouds. You look at what they pump out from the National Weather Service. But at this point, so you know, it's outside of the Bahamas. It seems like it's picking up speed. Doesn't mean that it won't just blow out. Doesn't mean that it won't just dissipate. And we have a ways until it, in other words, lots of ocean and land before it even becomes something that will necessarily hit the East Coast. But they're saying it. They're predicting it. They're saying that there's this storm that could pound a 600-mile stretch of the East Coast. So that's, you know, that's never a good thing to hear, right? The beginning of the week. Just so you know, flip a coin. If you're on 95, if you're on 85, if you're in Virginia Beach, any of those places, it could be some coastal flooding and problems through the weekend. Could really spread. In the Northeast, dry air, high pressure, you got it. All of our fans and friends in New Hampshire, in Nashua, etc., Manchester, you could be feeling this. It depends on the strength of the storm, the force of the winds, and all that kind of thing. So it might be a drenching. If it really does become that drenching, it really will hit that all those areas, 600 miles. And that would include the Northeast and the Southeast, Washington, D.C., New York City, Boston. But whether people are smart to give themselves an out, they're kind of like politicians. It's not set in stone. It could fizzle out. Because they don't know for sure. They can't predict. You look at the winds, and it looks like it could be nasty. And if I'm predicting this, and I'm in a coastal area, I'm looking at the waves, breakers 6 to 10 feet maybe. In Jacksonville, in parts of South Carolina. But you can't tell yet. That's the buzz in the backyard. Do we need to board things up? Is it going to be that bad? Do we need to get out of town? Or do we just need to make sure we got sandbags and rain gear in case it gets really, really nasty? Good thing that this forecast is on the heels of the Pope's visit, because can you imagine, that would be put a damper on things, ba-dum-bum, in a sense, if he was traipsing around, even in the Pope-mobile, and all those people in Philadelphia waiting for the Mass on Sunday. If it had been the following week and this was being predicted, that wouldn't be too good. On the road again, just like the Pope, we want to take our act on the road, America Tonight. Go to kateontheroadagain.com because we're giving away another computer, a Flex notebook. You could be a winner. Make sure you check it out and sign up for it. Hang through. On the road again.
Going places. This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Green room right now. Anthony Volpe is with us, and maybe he's traveling somewhere exciting. He is behind TripTogether.com, which is such an intriguing social platform now. That, think about that, TripTogether, connecting travelers from all over the place, talking about trips, recommendations, all that kind of good stuff. So without further ado, let's hop over to Anthony. Hey, Anthony, thanks for coming on the show.
Hi, Kay. Thanks for having me.
So tell me, there's a lot to talk about with TripTogether.com, but overall, tell me the idea behind the website.
Yes, so TripTogether.com was launched in March 2013. As you mentioned, it's a social communication platform for anyone interested in travel. And members can share travel stories, find travel buddies for upcoming vacations, gain valuable knowledge from locals. And really the reason that we did this, and we made a website as well as an app for Android as well as Apple devices, is to provide the best user experience for travel enthusiasts around the world.
Yeah, as you know, especially with executives, they have a ton. I have a ton of friends who are speakers, and they have all kinds of concerns when they're traveling. What seems to be the main concerns when people are traveling, especially abroad?
Well, what we see are three things, you know, besides the obvious concerns that they have about doing well on their business trip. But, you know, number one is how am I going to fill in the extra spaces in my time, you know, for example, in between my meetings and conferences? Another one is there any way to make the business trip also feel like a mini vacation? And the third one is there a way to get authentic travel experiences like a local might recommend instead of just doing what normal tourists or business people might do?
Wow. And so this website provides all that, right? So if I go somewhere, how does it work? If I go somewhere, do I share that on the site?
Well, Well, you can. You know, what you can do is you can reach out to locals in the city or country that you're traveling to, and also share your experiences. But basically, the insights that you can get are, you know, the places where locals love to eat, where tourists don't necessarily know about. They can introduce you to relevant people as well, so you can turn a business trip into also a networking type of event. And also, you can get get a travel companion to take you to the pertinent local sites to see.
Yeah, what are the benefits of that? What are the benefits of, first of all, traveling with someone instead of by yourself?
Well, most obviously, number one, you're not alone or lonely in a foreign place, so that's a great advantage right there. Second, it usually makes it safer. Third, I would say that you're able to share the experiences together both at that time and also forever afterwards. And related to that is that, you know, really, and I think we all know this intuitively, the shared discovery of new experiences, especially when you're traveling abroad, yields a more enriching experience together.
Yeah, for you, I'm curious, because I've got to assume that you've traveled a bunch of places. Do you have a favorite place?
Actually, I love traveling to Russia. I've been there 11 times now.
Wow, 11 times to Russia. So you've got to know Russia pretty well. So if somebody's going to Russia, you're the man to contact, right?
Well, you know, it covers 1/6 of the world's land surface. So I can't say that I've been a lot of places considering the size. But, you can reach out to me on Trip Together and find out if I have any tips.
You know what I love, too? And at your website, you've got this. How do you find travel mates? You have show off your hometown to talk about. So if I want to show off my hometown, you know, things that are there that you were talking about, locals, that other people would have no idea about, because it is obviously a different experience. It's not always in guides. It's not always out there and easy to to find. And another thing that you talk about is sharing your travel and discussing your adventure. So that's part of it, right? And that's part of the build-up for Trip Together. The more people participate, the more that you can offer to folks who check in with Trip Together, right?
Absolutely. Well, right now we've got over 300,000 members from over 150 countries and 11,000 cities. So, yes, what you mentioned, what we would call technically the networking effect, the more people that join, the more valuable it is for everybody. Absolutely. So we've got, you know, all these people, all these members sharing their travel experiences, whether it be in text and in terms of stories or whether it be in photos and so on. So we've got a real rich experience for anybody wanting to understand more about travel.
Does there seem to be a place that more people are going lately? Is it Europe or Asia? Because that's on your site, too, of course, North America, Latin America, or it's just all those places.
You know, what we find is that there are unexplored places, especially in Europe, that people are traveling more to, especially the former countries of Yugoslavia, for example, Croatia, as well as Montenegro and so on. So these are places that formerly were behind the Iron Curtain, you know, way back when. And as time has gone on and the Iron Curtain has lifted and people have been experiencing more, you know, they're going to those places. And also there's an uptick in what we're calling more authentic travel experiences, where they are. When I say they, travelers are going to out places that are outside the normal tourist zones and into places where they can get more authentic experiences with locals.
Yeah, wow, I think that's really cool. So how do you do that? How do you find a travel mate if you want to hook in that way? How does that work? People go to the website and click on the just simply find travel mates.
Yes, people can go ahead. It's super easy and free to register. And you can go ahead and put in the place or places that you'd like to travel to and search for a travel buddy. So it's really that simple. And based on the number of members that we have, which I mentioned was over 300,000, you're very likely to find somebody in the place you're going to. Or maybe they're already there and they're a local. Or maybe somebody's traveling there looking for a travel friend as well.
All right, I love it. Again, it's triptogether.com. Anthony Volpe, thanks once again for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me, Kate.
All right, so pretty interesting stuff. If you actually go to the website, it's pretty easy to navigate. It shows you Europe and Asia and Australia and Africa, etc. And the boxes are easy as well. If you want to feel like a native, as Anthony was talking about, That makes sense. So you're not in the tourist traps and you're more in those authentic places. I love that idea, especially because I would be one of those people. When I go somewhere, if you went to, I'll just take a place, if you went to Spain, Madrid, I have been to Madrid many times, you know, there's obvious spots you would go to, like the Prado Museum, but there are so many other cool spots in Spain that you wouldn't find if you didn't necessarily know. And as all of us know from our own hometowns, things constantly evolve and change. It's just like places to eat. I know in my neighborhood or in a 10-mile radius, there's always some cool new hip place, sometimes mind-blowing, that opens up that there's no way you would find anywhere in your searches for something different and something off the beaten path or whatever. So I love the whole idea of this trip together .com, just because of the amount of options you have, where you can go down, look for something authentic, the whole travel thing, you're trying to figure out where to go. And especially now more than ever, because there's so much you could miss, I think, if you, you know, if you don't, you just know the basics and you just have that map in your hand and a few big spots. So very, very intriguing, I would say. And I also believe that travel is on the uptick again. I don't know the exact numbers because it depends on who you talk to. And it depends on the airlines and all of that because numbers seem to be different. But I think that more people are traveling, and more people are traveling either with kids or they're traveling solo, or they're, as Anthony said, they're on a business trip, and all of a sudden, especially if there's some place where they had to come in early, they've got time to kill, and they're not going to sit in a hotel getting ready for a meeting because they have a whole day or they have a giant chunk of the day anyway, and they want to go and do something, and even pick a place in the United States like Washington, D.C. or wherever. And it's not that you can have the typical experience. There's so many other things that you can do instead on the side. So what a brilliant idea to pull all that together in all different forms so you can find people along those routes, whether it's overseas or whether it's here if you're listening to us in the United States. And since we have so many listeners in other places, you know exactly what I'm talking about. For our friends in the Caribbean, you know, just even earlier this week we talked to Michelle in the Caribbean. And I know a lot of you are listening to us out there. You get it because you see what happens when the tourists come in and where they head. And you know the better places, that's for sure. So anyway, check out TripTogether.com, TripTogether.com. Hang with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Together, just trip too long. I guess you never noticed what went wrong. 'Cause what went wrong will hound forever. The prettiest day you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Once again, as always, I say this so much, I got to turn this phrase around, but you overwhelm me with the amount of emails that we get to America Tonight. I've never had this many emails on any show that I've been on, even New York City. Of course, lots of calls in New York City. It's such a giant, giant area. But I think part of it is, and I love this, that many of you are downloading the show and playing it later in the day because you have different schedules like many of us do. So, remember, you can always go to GCNLive.com and you can download the show if you're just hearing this for the first time. Let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Checking in first is David, who says, Kate, you crack me up. I love what you had to say about John Boehner and finally bailing out. It was about time that the weepy man stepped aside. He really had no other choice. Although the way he portrayed it in the clip that you played, he made it sound as though this is a layup. He was definitely going to be put in as Speaker of the House again, and there was no way that he was going to leave. And I think that's pretty hilarious, don't you? Well, I think it's self-preservation is what I think it is, because when you know your back's against the wall, especially in this position, the resignation was the perfect way for him to go, especially if you look at his age and how many years he's been in Washington. He's got a big, juicy pension, so he doesn't need to hang around to get kicked in the dirt. He knew that. He had to have known it wasn't going to go well for him. So the opposite of what he's saying Now it'll be interesting to see what happens next. And on that note, Sam I Am says, Kate, who's in next? Tell me what you can about this dude that you mentioned from California. I never even heard of him before. Well, it's because he's not talked about a lot, but I actually don't know why. I mean, if you read some of the stuff coming out of D.C., he's the House Majority Leader, so he's gotten some, quotes, airtime. His name's Kevin McCarthy. What's interesting about him is, you know how he got into politics, what really propelled him into politics? Of course, it's always, I shouldn't say it's always, but sometimes it's about, okay, I have the money, I can do this. He won the lottery, and he actually, with his lottery winnings, opened a sandwich shop that just grew and grew, and that's kind of the history of his background. But Washington-wise, he really flew up the ladder. He's pretty popular, and he, you know, he's 50 years old, and he's popular with the older crew and the newer crew. He seems as though he will be able to manage some of the noise coming from the Republican Party. In other words, you're not going to be able to please that whole gang. So where do you stand? What's the most important thing? And I think he kind of gets that. And one of the things he said, I saw a little bit of an interview with him just the other day, where he said that the speaker really is like the team captain, not the manager. It should really just sort of be the captain. And that fundamentally, the whole idea was he was going to do overall for the government. You know, what he's going to do for the government is get closer to the people. And that sounds good because that's what we want, right? We feel like there's a massive disconnect between the people who represent us and what they're doing in Washington. I feel that from all of you, but I feel that for myself, that there is a disconnect to what our lives are like. Now, can they follow all of us around? I mean, how much intel can you get? And the answer is you can get a lot more than we've been getting lately. And part of that is why I always say you have to hold their feet to the fire. You have to be responsible for your government. It's a government of the people. Remember, it's we the people. They just represent us. We elect them. You and I could run for office and be elected. God forbid for me. I don't swim in the right direction. I'm politically incorrect, in other words, because I say what I think and I would step in it immediately. I have a feeling that would happen to me. But anyway, the political game, it sounds like he can sort of maneuver it, but maneuver it his own way. We'll see, because we really still don't know that much about him. He's never been in a position where he's had to negotiate with the president. But so what? Does that matter? And, you know, he wants to streamline federal agencies. He has spoken to cabinet members about that. He's actually floated an idea to establish a commission to eliminate duplication of all the efforts. Gosh, I said that about 10 years ago. I found out a lot of information, and I know that I talked about this a lot on America Tonight, even had some people on, that one thing we could do is audit the IRS and other government agencies, because you had, in some cases, people doing the same jobs, you know, maybe three people deep. That was completely unnecessary. You wouldn't be overloading someone. You just had all these duplicate jobs that made no sense. And if we did that, how much money would we have saved? And I think if you went through all the departments, all the agencies, you would find that. So I say bravo for McCarthy for saying that, because I completely agree. All right, here's one, because this seems like all politics. This one's from John in Illinois. Kate, what do you think the chances are that we'll have a government shutdown could affect my family? I don't know. You know, I say I don't know because I don't have a vote in it. It seems as though this would be a cockamamie road to go down. However, is it about defunding Planned Parenthood? Is it about some other way to figure this out? Is it, again, the Band-Aid thing? I'm thinking, boy, are we going to really have a Band-Aid and this is going to last until December 11th, which is what the Senate did. They kicked through the short-term funding bill. I think that's a disastrous way to go because we've been down the same road before. I saw a thing with Congressman Mick Mulvaney from South Carolina, who said when he was asked about the chances, and he's in the middle of the conversations, that, you know, it's 50-50, less than 50-50 chance of a shutdown, for whatever that means, that something was going to be worked out. So I don't know. I mean, I feel as though something would get worked out just because it doesn't really help anybody in the long run. There are other ways to attack what, you know, what the Republicans want to do with the defunding of Planned Parenthood rather than do this whole, you know, spending bill thing or do the short-term spending bill because then we're held hostage to that. And does that create more problems? You know, the idea is if we won't fund it, so then we don't fund the government, and then this means we have to have this conversation. But does it really ever work? It doesn't seem like it does. So there has to be some better way to do this. To me, there has to be some better way that there would be immediate results. Let's move on to another one. This one is from Sarah. And Sarah says, Kate, I listen to your show a lot, but I am a first-time emailer. I promise I will call the show sometime. I have a schedule that's up and down. Often I am up late and I listen, but sometimes I have to work early in the day and then I'm listening to playback or I miss a show and then I catch back up with you again. My question is, I am a big fan of football. I'm not a huge sports fan, but I do love the NFL. I know you do that nail the score thing. I know you know football. I've heard you. And of all the teams that haven't lost yet, who do you think has one of the best chances to go to the Super Bowl? Well, as I look into my crystal ball, I would say the Patriots certainly do. They won the Super Bowl last year, but more important, it's like Tom Brady's on fire. He's like a gunslinger. He is throwing the ball like I've never seen. How many yards can this guy amass in a game? Now, granted, it depends on the competition, but I think even as it gets more difficult, they may have a loss or two. They're going to be pretty incredible in the playoffs. They're going to be very, very tough. Some people are talking about the Broncos, but I'm not so sold on Peyton Manning, and he's had trouble being sacked, not getting enough protection. We'll see how long that lasts. So to me, if I'm just picking one team, because really, you know, there's two sides of this thing, but I'll pick one. I'll say the Patriots. So I guess if I were going to pick the other side, I would say the Packers. So I'll do that. You know, Aaron Rodgers the other day had 5 touchdowns on Monday Night Football, and he's like Tom Brady, and I wouldn't count him out either. So I'd say those two teams. I mean, it's an incredible surge from Brady. It's incredible what we're seeing from Rodgers. Are they going to be injury-free or enough that they're going to be on the kind of torrid pace they're on now? I think that's one thing to certainly, certainly watch. All right, and here's our last one. It's funny. It's also on a sports net, so I decided to throw it in. Carmen in Illinois says, how about them Cubs, Katie Kate? How about them Cubs? I didn't hear you say anything about my Cubs. What do you think about that? I think that Joe Maddon is a genius, and the best thing that the Cubs did was they hired him. If you don't know what I'm talking about, he is the manager of the Chicago Cubs, and he has done an incredible job of getting them into the playoffs. He's a first-year manager. They have some really solid players on their team. I mean, solid players, especially pitching-wise, I would say. But, you know, this is exciting for Cubby fans who suffer through it all, and the fact that they are in the playoffs, I think, says something about Maddon. I think it says, and also about the ability to go and get players like Jake Arrieta, who's just an incredible pitcher and has been worth every single cent that they pay him. But up and down their lineup, you know, pitching-wise for sure, but not just pitching, you can certainly look at your lineup and look at your infielders and your outfielders and make a case for the fact that they play like a team. And I think this is the reason why they have a chance to, I don't know how far they'll go in the playoffs, but this is the reason why they got into the playoffs more than anything. I think it's that playing like a team. And my favorite player on that team, since we're throwing it, is kid out of Vegas. His name is Chris Bryant. You know, third base guy. And I love Chris Bryant. I just think he has this tenacity and resiliency, and he epitomizes what I like to see in a major league player. All right, thanks so much for all your emails. You can send them my way always, 24/7, americatonight.net.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Indeed it is. Jump up, run to the phone, or hey, this is 2015. You probably are sitting there with it in your hand or sleeping with it in your hand. Tap on that iPhone, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or remember, you can always flip me an email, but it has to be within the next 8 minutes, because it wouldn't be fair to everybody else. Besides, there's no analyzing of these games. Come on. Whatever game is chosen, you just pick a game. And you pick a side, and you pick a score. It's that easy. It's very difficult, I think, when we look at week four in the NFL to think what's a good game. Hard to tell anymore, really. The Bills and the Giants, hardly. The Bears and the Raiders, never know. Chargers and the Browns, 49ers and the Packers, back in the day, that would be a good game. How about the Seahawks and the Lions on Monday night? Or maybe something else is brewing on the horizon, but who knows? It ultimately is up to the computer to pick, so let her rip, Nathan. Oh, my, oh, my. The game of the week is, believe it or not, it's the Cowboys and the Saints on Sunday night. Sunday night is my favorite night for football. The football numbers are unbelievable. Over 22 million people watched last Sunday night's game. And all over the country, they didn't have to be Bronco fans to watch. So, Saints and the Cowboys. Saints look so lost. They're 0-3. Drew Brees, is he going to be back in or not? He's a big factor. And instead of Luke McCown, the Cowboys have Whedon in, coming off of the shocking loss, because at first they were really blowing out Atlanta. Tony Romo's out with a broken collarbone. He won't be back for at least another six games. Not a factor in this one. Cowboys and the Saints. Sunday night football. Who wins this extravaganza? 855-266-5283. Let's go out to Pete in Texas. Pete, you get the first crack again.
Oh, sweet. I'm looking at 28-24
Dallas. 28-24
Dallas.
Yeah, Dallas bounces back, I think, after that loss last week.
Yeah.
And plus the Saints are terrible.
Yeah, it's just... It's
weird.
Flip of a coin, yeah.
It's a
no-threat game.
Yep, it is a no-threat game. That's true. Absolutely. Peter, thanks, and good luck to you. So Pete has spoken. Nobody else can get his score, by the way. That's how it works. Once somebody weighs in, that's it. So 28-24, he picks the Dallas Cowboys. I like that. This game isn't going to be a barn burner in one sense. But now we can see parity across the league. That's why I think we're seeing some of what we're seeing. Dan in Texas. Dan, what do you think? Is it going to be the Cowboys or is it going to be the Saints?
31-17 Saints.
Ooh. So you think the Saints figure it out and turn it around?
I think Drew Brees will be back, and I think if they're going to take the Cowboys out and tan their hides. And I agree with you. I agree with you on Green Bay. They're going to be right in behind all the way to the Super Bowl.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. All right, I like your prediction. In the factor, because Dan says the factor, thanks, Dan, he says the factor is Drew Brees and that he would be a difference maker in this game versus Luke McCown. So if Drew Brees is there, Saints all day long probably, right? Grim, hello. Your chance on the big stage of guessing nail the score.
Well, I'm looking at Dallas 32 and New Orleans 13.
32-13 Cowboys. Okay, so Cowboys bounce back after a shocking loss last week.
Yeah, I think they're going to come back.
It was a shocking loss in the sense that I was watching it from the studio and they were blowing out Atlanta and then all of a sudden they let them back in and things really flipped around quickly. So we'll see.
Well, my neck, you know, it's hung because I'm down here.
I love that, Grim. Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to say I think this is tough because of the Drew Brees factor. In other words, Sean Payton, the coach, and I try to find this out today. I actually have pretty good ties to the Saints, if whether Drew Brees was going to play or not, and that is the big factor. If his throwing session goes well, which apparently it did, I heard, then he's going to return to practice on Wednesday. If he returns to practice on Wednesday and Peyton and the rest of the team evaluate him and it looks as though he is ready to go, that's encouraging. Because, you know, he had a shoulder evaluation by Dr. James Andrews. He's the dude that everybody goes to. And, he hasn't thrown, so that's the whole thing if he's going to be in the game. He hasn't thrown during a practice since he had that bruised rotator cuff in week two against the Bucks. He was ruled out this week, we know, against the Panthers because he didn't have enough strength or velocity. But they're optimistic he's going to be able to play on Sunday night, but they're saying he's day-to-day. So it's all about the function of his arm, how he feels his arm is, rather than the pain tolerance or that kind of stuff is what they're saying. And Luke McCown didn't play awful. Remember, it was a 27-22 loss to Carolina, But he did throw an interception when he took a shot into the end zone for the go-ahead touchdown when there was way less than 2 minutes to go. So that made the big difference there. And anyway, who cares about my overanalysis of the Saints except for the breeze factor? I'm going to agree with Dan, and I think that I think New Orleans wins this one. I think the final score, boys and girls, is going to be 27-17. So I say the Saints win it. All right, let's go to trusty Nathan. And Nathan, the big sports fan that he is literally doing the lottery thing. Nathan, what do you think?
Sports!
That's right, sports, buddy. Who do you like, the Saints or the Cowboys?
Well, I like me a good game, so let's go with a tight game. Let's go with twite like a twite football game.
Okay.
How about 28-27 Saints?
Ooh. Oh, people would be having a heart attack.
Yeah.
A lot of people will be watching that game. 22 million might go up to 30 million. All right, so Saints. You say the Saints, too. That's three Saints. And then we got a bunch of people on the email. I'm going to rapidly go through a few of those. Thank you, Nathan. Here's one from Lucy. I don't remember Lucy ever giving us a score guess, but Lucy says, Kate, Saints all the way. Drew Brees in or out. McCown's not that bad. You said it. I'm a lifelong Saints fan, but I'm not going to let that color my decision. However, New Orleans wins this game 35-21. Here's another one. It's like Women's Day on the email. This one from Sharon L., because we have another Sharon that also weighs in. And she says, Kate, I've been waiting to do this. I'm going to say that the Cowboys win it. I don't care who's in for New Orleans. I think the Cowboys win this game 27-14. Woo! 27-14. And then we got another one here from Jake in Austin. He frequently emails this show. He's actually called twice in the 5 years that he's been listening. But anyway, Jake says, Saints all the way, although I'm sort of a Cowboys fan, but I have to be honest with my guess. I want to win that computer because I think you're going to give away a computer. And I'm going to say that the Saints win this, and the final score is 32-19. Wow, Grimm had 32-13 for the Cowboys. All right, so anybody else who wants to weigh in, if I get your email in time, trust me, I promise you will be locked and loaded. Good luck to everyone. I hope somebody nails the score.
Digging. You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.